Hello.
So here's the setup. It's your typical heist movie, only it's actually in a series. So let's do like 7 or 8 episodes. And first episode, you meet all of your quirky characters, each with their special skills. You get the whole plan laid out, and they're trying to steal this thing, and they fail. So at the end of the first episode, they all get caught. The beginning of the second episode is the exact same heist, except it's an entirely different cast, an entirely different set of skills. It's just a different, you know, it's now Ocean's 12 or just a whole different set of people. And throughout the series, maybe some people get swapped back in, but it's, and each time it gets a little closer to making it. So it's sort of like trying to dial in, but there's no explanation of like why this is happening, and the characters are not aware of this replaying of events.
Oh man. So okay, and it's all like static universe, and people are just being swapped out for the same story. Well, it's not the same story though.
So you can sort of think of it like whether it's a simulation or a time travel thing, that someone's put it into motion, someone's picked all of the characters, and is trying to fine tune it, is trying to get it to work.
It's as if someone is playing a game, and we don't see who is playing the game. Maybe no one's playing a game, but
well, yeah, and then, so that's like, you know, you could have one character who's like the same the first several episodes, but then changes as a red herring. Someone who's the same throughout all of them, and maybe they're the only one that knows. You know, I don't want to get too meta. I really want it to be more for the viewer to like fill in the blanks of like what they think is happening.
Let them pick it apart. That's really interesting. I would watch that.
I feel like, you know, production-wise, it's sort of, you know, you might get attached to characters or that, like, but you're just swapping everyone in and out, so you'd have to have a huge cast. And then there's, like, you know...
Yeah, but you won't fall into the same pitfalls as shows like Lost, who started with this huge cast, and then it's like a slapdash, you know, adding and removing people, because you're always rotating through, so it would make sense, like, to the viewer that this is just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I sort of like the idea of like through the series, like having some, you know, alluding to, oh, this could be a simulation or time travel or a dream or whatever, but just like at the end, like just not explain it. Just you know, not address it.
just leave it a great mystery.
And then there's, you know, if it's a successful thing, like, do you finish with they're successful with the heist, and then like what happens? Like, does the scenario
just
start
the
again?
Simulation fail, or does it start again? Yeah, that would be horrible.
Does it move on to the next one? You know, or maybe like some variable is changed. I mean, you know, if you wanted to get to sort of cliche, it could be where you do like, oh, it's the one guy who's doing the simulation and trying to figure out how to do the perfect heist, but then variables start changing on him and he's a simulation. Ah.
Well, everything's a simulation. The simulation of the simulation is a simulation of the simulation, you know.
Yes.
That's just life.
And then we've got to figure out if we've actually got enough like archetypes for different characters to get through several episodes of swapping everybody out without being just like, oh, this is the suave guy who's Spanish. This is the suave guy who's British.
There's plenty that you can do with archetypes. Everyone has a different motivation for what they're doing, always, just in life and in like writing. You can definitely write in, you know, seamlessly just people's motivations for even being involved with the heist, or just for their life in general. There's a lot of room to explore these characters' lives outside of the heist as well. And it depends on how much time you have, but it's like, you know, if you're going to introduce a whole lot of characters, you got to make people care about them. So you got to introduce them.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a diner scene or something before the heist. Just like, you know, everyone sitting around you know, and that gives you a little bit of variation. You know, the diner could be different each time, or, you know, who comes in at what point in time.
Well, we'll get started with a diner and move on from there. 7 episodes on Netflix coming in the fall of 2018. See you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.